It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are about to turn the page from April to May. That means the regular season is winding down, and we are getting closer and closer to the playoffs. What a great time of year. As long as Mother Nature cooperates, nothing better than the WPIAL baseball and softball playoffs in mid-May, and really kicking into June with the PIAA state playoffs. One of my favorite times of year. So, again, Mother Nature needs to do her thing and cooperate. One of the teams that will be playing some mid-May softball, and they hope late May and early June softball, the Hampton Talbots, and their senior leader, Mackenzie Reese, is joining us. Mackenzie is our WPIAL Softball Player of the Week. Kudos on a big week. Kudos on a successful season / career. And we appreciate you joining us, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Now, the before we get started talking all things Hampton Talbot softball, doing a little research, and by little, I do mean, you know, little. I came upon I don't even know what you'd call it, an essay, I guess, that you wrote. Your father had some health issues, major health issues, a couple of years ago. Was it 2022, right?
Yes.
Okay. That led to thankfully, successful heart transplant. First of all, how is your father doing?
He's doing really well. He had surgery done last week for an infection where his pump was before his heart surgery. But he's doing well. He's home. He's healthy right now. He's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome, because that was quite the scare. And I thought that you really probably beyond your years, because you were probably a sophomore junior back then, really eloquently wrote it down. And I encourage everybody to check it out. It was it tugs at the heartstrings, that's for sure. That had to have been, especially in the early years of your young life, just a up and down tidal wave of emotions for you and your siblings and your mom.
Yeah, it was definitely tricky, because my dad's, he's my best friend. Me and him have that bond. He's helped me with softball since I was like born. You know, he's with me with T-ball. He's coached me through my travel years when I was younger. And not having him at my games my sophomore and sometimes in my junior year, even now he hasn't been to a lot of them, is really upsetting, because I want him there. He's sure. Always he's my good luck charm in my eyes. Mm. He just helps me. He helps me calm down. And having to separate what's going on at home and like what's going on in the field really helped me grow and just helped me be a better person.
And kudos to you, because nobody knows, excuse me, how they're going to deal with the many curveballs that life throws at you. And that was a major one. And it really sounds like that you handled it with aces. You were tremendous. And the fact that it, you know, again, people think that when it comes to sports, whether it's pro sports, college sports, or even high school sports, that, you know, once you hit the field, you're like a robot and, you know, you just go about your business. But it's not. I mean, we're all humans. So yeah. It probably was hard to focus on anything athletically while all that was going on.
Yeah, it was really difficult having to come to practice like every day after school, not seeing him as often as I would like to. And having going like weeks on weeks without seeing him, really, it really hurt me. Really did.
Well, I'm just thrilled to hear the news that he's doing well, and prayers go out to him and everybody. You mentioned you have an older brother, an older sister, and a younger sister who are all, you know, athletically gifted. Does that come from mom, dad, or both?
I might get yelled at now, but both, I would say. You know, dad, he played all the sports in high school. You know, he was top dog at Northgate when he in his class. Mom, she played when she was younger. She didn't follow through with it all, but she played. She's good. She was good.
All right. Did she play high school or just youth sports?
I don't think she just played youth sports. All right. I don't think she played high school.
So your dad was a Northgate Flame.
Yep.
All right. He continues to be on fire. That's awesome. So let's talk about you and the Talbots having a spectacular season. You're alone in first place in Section 3 of Class 4A. 12 games. You guys have won 11 of them. Going back, this is a team that your freshman year, your sophomore year, you finished in fourth place. I think Hampton was in 5A in those 2 years. Yes. And you lost in the first round of the playoffs. Last year, you finally got a taste of postseason success. You beat Greensburg-Salem in the first round, lost to Elizabeth Forward in the quarterfinals. Before this season began, did you and a lot of your returning teammates think, okay, we've sort of climbed the ladder slowly but surely. Now it's time to take a giant step. And obviously that's happened, but did you see that coming to this level of success?
I definitely did. I knew we were coming up with a strong freshman class this year, and I knew that we had a lot of talent. We just needed to put it together, and we did. We got a new coach, new coaching staff, and they've helped us grow, and they knew what we were getting into, and we knew what to put together and what we actually needed to succeed.
Hmm. Impressive wins this week, including one team who was kind of in your rearview mirror chasing you guys in Montour. We'll start off by talking about Hampton 3-0 this past week. On Monday, you guys played Ambridge, a doubleheader. Yes. And the Bridgers are struggling. A once proud program, they're struggling a bit. You guys hammered them pretty good, combined 28-0. Then the game on Wednesday against North Catholic, another big victory, 15-3. And then the impressive win, Montour, on Friday, 11-1. Four victories. I said three before. It was four. All with you guys scoring double-digit runs. We'll talk about your production, but it seems like it's contagious and everybody's really hitting this year.
Yep.
What has been the turnaround? What has been the key? This is now one, let me count them up, 7 straight games in which you guys have scored over 10 runs.
Yeah, I feel like us knowing that we all know we all want to win. You know, that everyone wants to. But you have to have the mindset. And us going in knowing that we can beat anybody we put our minds, like our heads to, you know. You can beat anybody. And I think that's what we just did. We knew this year was going to be what we faced last year. And we knew what the teams we had to beat and who we just had to show up.
Hmm. 4-for-4 the one game, 2-for-3, 1-for-2, like 7 runs scored. 7 RBI, a couple doubles. I think you had like 4 triples this past week. Obviously, you like to pick a gap and then run like heck, right?
Yeah, I do. Hey, sometimes I like to test my limits too. Like Friday, I tested my limits, but you know, it's okay. Hey,
now
that's a good. You gotta be careful.
When you say testing your limits, to me, I hear running through a stop sign by your coach. Is that something? You might be guilty of?
Yeah, maybe. Well, hey, my coaches believe in me. You know, and they I'm a good base runner. I'm smart on the base paths. And Friday I saw a girl bobble and I was like, heck, I'm gonna go for it. You know, we already got two outs. If I'm the third, oh well, it's only the, it's it was the bottom of the first, you know. Why not
Trust
go for it?
your strengths, right?
Yep.
I mean, you just mentioned you look at yourself as a smart base runner. You obviously got some wheels. So, I mean, you're banking on yourself to get that extra base.
Yep.
Now, are you okay? Let me ask you this. You're aggressive on the bases. Do you think that's contagious? Do some of your other teammates have that same mindset? Because, hey, let's face it, anytime you're being aggressive on the bases, you're putting pressure on the other team to make a defensive play.
Exactly. Yeah, I
So,
feel.
go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like most of us, when they see one of us being, excuse me, I would say like aggressive on the bases, I feel like it kind of spreads throughout. It's like, okay, they did it, I think I can do it now. I feel like it's just the confidence level that we all have. We build each other's confidence off all of us. I feel like if one of us is confident, all of us are.
Look at McKenzie's numbers here. They're incredible. 586 batting average. That's 17 for 29. 16 runs scored. There's the base running. 20 RBI. These are all leading the Talbots. Four doubles, three triples, and four home runs. So you got some pop as well, young lady.
Heck yeah.
What is better? Because I've heard at higher levels, the debate over what's more exciting, a home run or a triple. For you, is it more exciting to squeeze a triple out of what should have been a double because of your wiles on the base paths, or just cranking it, long gone over the fence?
I like it. I like a good home run.
Oh.
I love my home runs. I've been hitting them since a young age, you know, and I love them. I wish I could have it at least every game, but you know.
Now, four home runs, are they all over the fence, or are we talking some inside the park shots here?
No, I'm not that fast. I'm not that fast. I wish, but I'm not that fast.
Well,
They hit all over
ball
the
gets into
fence.
a corner, outfielder slips.
Yeah, you know, hey, maybe I'll have my chance, you know, sometime this year.
I've planted the seed. Next time
Yeah.
you're headed for third, and especially if you see the coach go like this.
Just keep it
Just crank it up. No, don't do that
going.
because then I'll get in trouble. So let's stay within ourselves. But just phenomenal offensive numbers. You mentioned the power has always been there. Have I mean, you must have been an outstanding player as all the way through growing up, right?
Yeah.
Are you better offensively or defensively?
Offense.
Who's feeding you answers there?
Dad yelling at me from the living room.
Well, he would know.
Yeah.
What about your defense?
Oh, I'm good. I have a good glove, I would say. Catching or even on the field.
Now, you catch in what other positions?
Pretty much, I play corners first and third, but I also can play short. I played short last year for school ball.
How much catching do you do? A lot?
I do a lot. Yeah, I catch all the games for high school ball, and for travel ball, I play catcher, but I also play a little bit of third.
Do you enjoy that? I would think that you would because the catcher, obviously there's a lot of importance on pitching, obviously, but the catcher sort of runs the show. It's like the quarterback of the team out there. And just having talked to you for about 10 minutes now, I get the feeling that that's a position that you would thrive in.
Yeah, I love it. I don't want to say having like kind of control over everything, but I like having being the leader. Like everyone's listening to me. I'm telling everyone where like the ball might be going or
Sure.
like the heads up, all this stuff. I like being the leader, being the top dog, I would say.
Well, you are a top dog. You're a senior, no pun intended, with the Talbots. But are you a vocal leader, or do you try to lead more by example, or both?
Both, I would say. I'm very vocal on and off the field. I got my dad's mouth. I'm loud, you know, loud and proud always. Well, I show it too. Like, I care for all the girls. I tell them all the time I'm there for them. If they need a ride, anything, need a buddy to talk to, I'm always there.
That's awesome. Tremendous. A friend indeed. Now, when you're, you know, squatting back there, getting ready for a big pitch, maybe a 3-2 pitch or whatever, do you find yourself talking a little trash maybe to the hitter to throw them off a little bit? Or that's not part of your game?
Well, it depends. It depends if it's, I know the person, like, cause okay. We play a lot of my good friends during high school season. So like, if like before a pitch, you know, like I'm throwing it back, I'll be like, hey, don't mess up. You know, this, you might strike out now, you know, you can't be doing it. Or like I go out, so I'm always like, oh, easy out guys, easy out, as like just a little joke between me and them. But if I don't know them, I don't trash talk very often.
That's good. No, that's good, because when it's hey, you're competing, you know, I mean, you want to get the best no matter how close you are to the opponent. But at the end, you know, if they're friends, then that's something that you guys can share a laugh with off the field about some of the things you say, maybe on the field. Marissa Snyder, freshman pitcher for Hampton, seems to be off to a great start for her scholastic career. As her catcher, how has she been doing, and what are her strengths?
Oh, she's been doing great. You know, coming up as a freshman, definitely there's a lot of pressure. You know, you have to show up. You have to keep your spot if you want to keep going. And that's her. You know, when she's down in the count, I know that I need to kind of like push her. Like, you got this. Like, she has her confidence, but if she kind of messes up, it's like a little like, she's like, okay, she rushes it a lot, right. You know, and when she knows, when she doesn't have to rush it, she has it, you know, she has the ability to strike anybody out. She just needs to do it. And that's me. I vocalize to her all the time, like, just take a deep breath. You're good. That's why you have, for seven pitches to do any, strike someone out, do whatever. You get three balls on her, you have an extra ball. You have to have that one more ball to walk her. But you have also three strikes you can throw right then and there.
How is her poise? I mean, again, she's a ninth grader. And I ask that in looking ahead to what will be some pressure situations come playoff time. How do you think she'll do?
I think she'll do great. I feel like as long as she keeps building her confidence against these next few teams, because she's shut down a lot of teams, especially Chartiers. That was our number one team that we knew we had to show up against, and she shut them down. She did phenomenal. As long as she keeps going, I think she will. I think she's going to just keep growing as a person, because when I first met her, she was quiet, you know? She was she was a shy freshman. She knew she needed to have a bond with someone, and we grew a bond. I feel like me and her grew as catcher and pitcher. We trust each other, and I trust her pitches. She catches my catching. I feel like she's going to do great in playoffs and her next 3 years at Hampton. I feel like she's just going to keep growing.
That's awesome. You know what? And someday I might be talking to her, and she'll be singing your praises for being such a great influence when her high school career first started. You mentioned Chartiers Valley, big showdown coming up Wednesday. You guys beat the Colts first time around at your place. I think you go to Woodville there at Chartiers Valley in this big showdown. It's huge, not only for seeding purposes, but they have been an established power. You guys are sort of a rising power. If you beat them, you're going to win this section outright. This obviously is a big one. We saw 16 runs the first time that the Colts and Talbots played. Are we going to see that again this time around, or will things buckle up a little bit and might be a little lower scoring?
I feel like it's going to be a lower score. I feel like both of us teams were smart. You know, after the one game, you know, you need to make adjustments. You know what's going to happen. I feel like this Wednesday game, it's going to be tight. I feel like it's going to be very aggressive. We need to be smart on the base pass, smart on the fields, and just general high energy. I feel like we got it.
Yeah.
You know, beat them once, we can beat them again.
Beautiful. Big game.
Yep.
Colts win, could be co-champs. And if the Talbots win outright, section champions. Now, before we get to some fun questions, you will be moving on to the University of Pittsburgh to continue your academic and your softball career. They're doing well right now. What made you stay home and play for the Panthers?
I would say my dad's health reasons definitely was one of my top reasons why. And I love it here. You know, every time I went down to Pitt, I always felt like home. Like, I never hated it. I always loved it. Loved going to watch games. It reminds me of my childhood. And I'm happy I'm happy I picked Pitt.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll be happy as well. Pittsburgh girl, staying in the Pittsburgh city. Nothing wrong with that at all. All right. Let's get to some fun questions here. Social media. What is the platform that you use the most, whether it's posting stuff or just checking it out?
Oh, probably Instagram. I like scrolling through my Instagram, seeing what everyone posts and just watching like reels, you know. The funny
so you're more of a spectator than you're not a big content producer.
No, I don't post unless like I posted for senior year, some traveling throughout the summer and all that. But I'm not a crazy poster.
How crazy, by the way, we had our baseball player of the week was Jake Robinson of Montour, and. I mean, this is sort of a crazy time for you seniors. You got, not only are you concentrating and focusing on your athletics, you're wrapping up your academic high school career, and you have all kind of, not only graduation, but all kind of other social events. It's kind of hectic, and it's easy to be distracted, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, for sure. Having to maintain the just your grades and all that, and just making sure like graduation, like stuff, your graduation party, got to figure out all of your schedules, just all of it, you know. Yeah. It's definitely a busy schedule, I would say. There's never a dull moment.
Okay, back to the fun questions. Fruits or vegetables? What do you find yourself eating more of, fruits or vegetables?
Fruits. I don't like vegetables that much.
A favorite fruit?
Pineapple or strawberries. I go back and forth.
All right. Vegetable. Do you have a favorite vegetable?
Broccoli or Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts. Wow. That's one we don't hear too often. All right. What don't you like about vegetables besides the fact that they're green?
It's not like I don't like them. It's just, I don't know. To me, fruit just tastes better.
Okay.
I feel like with vegetables, they all taste the same sometimes.
That's a good call. That's fair. I mean, fruits, you know, they're a little sweeter and more of a pick-me-up type thing.
Yeah. I have to be in the mood for vegetables. Fruit, yes. I can have all the time.
That's a good call. do you prefer chicken nuggets or chicken wings?
Chicken nuggets.
Do you have a favorite, like, dipping sauce?
I feel like ranch or just ketchup. One of the basics.
Okay. Who has the best chicken nuggets?
Oh, that's difficult. McDonald's.
McDonald's? See, that's good. I would agree with you. So this is something a colleague of mine, Jess Levo, one of our video folks, sent me. And so I'm gonna give you some things, and you tell me whether you want to start, bench, or cut them. So do you get the premise? Start would be, that means that's your favorite of the list I give you.
Okay.
Bench means that's sort of like in the middle ground. And cut means you want no parts of it.
No. That's tricky. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to focus here.
Okay. I'm locked in. I'm ready.
All right. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Taco Bell.
Okay. I'm going to start Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I'm going to bench McDonald's and cut Taco Bell.
I don't know too many people that would not start Chick-fil-A. That's some good stuff, right?
Heck yeah, it is. I love some good Chick-fil-A, you know?
But they still don't have better nuggets than McDonald's, you're saying?
No, their nuggets are better. Now I'm thinking of it, yeah. I didn't think of Chick-fil-A when I thought of nuggets.
I shouldn't have said anything. Now, see, now you're flip-flopping. You're like a politician now. all right. Some of these things I'm asking, and I have no idea what I'm even saying here. Okay. This is start, bench, cut. Gatorade, Powerade, Body Armor. I've never even heard of Body Armor. Is that a drink, I guess?
Yeah, it's a type of drink. I'm going to start Gatorade, bench, Body Armor, and cut Powerade.
Wow, okay. Sneakers. I call them tennis shoes. Sneakers, flip-flops, barefoot.
Oh, barefoot cut. You need to have shoes on. I'm sorry. You need to have shoes on.
All right. Well played.
And then bench, flip-flops, and start sneakers.
Math, history, science.
Start math. Love math class. Cut history class, bench science.
Wow. You know what this thing is, if you love math, then?
I've seen it. I don't know what it is.
It's an abacus. That's like old school math.
Oh.
That's what they used when I was in school. No, I'm not really. Pepperoni, plain, or supreme for pizza?
Ooh. Start pepperoni. Bench, plain, cut supreme.
Okay. Rap, country, and rock.
Start country. Bench, rap, cut rock.
All right. That one hurt a little bit. Okay, so these ones, we'll get off that premise now. A couple quick ones before we wrap up. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Do you have one?
Yes. Oh, where is he at? Paulo, come here. Paul. He just turned a year old in April. Yep. April 4th. He's a German Shepherd. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Want to say hi?
Give him some airtime.
Say hi. Come here. Up. Come here, buddy. Come here. He's scared. Say hi. Say hi.
Good looking dog. Big dog.
Yeah, he's a big dog. Big dog.
All right. Nobody mess with anybody at the Reese household now. We know that. Okay, now you mentioned no barefoot. So high socks or low socks?
Low socks. I'm not a high socks person.
What about in the winter?
Okay, in the winter, it depends.
Okay.
It depends on if I'm wearing my Crocs, which I wouldn't be wearing my Crocs in the winter, but if I'm wearing my Crocs or high socks sometimes.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Ooh, that was quick. Morning person or night person?
Okay, I feel like I'm both. I feel like it depends. In the summertime, I'm more of a night person, but when it comes to like school year time, I'm definitely a morning person.
So when you have nothing going on, no softball activities, no school, and no reason to get up, you're sleeping until what time?
Well, I wake up a few times. Like I'll wake up at like 5, 6 o'clock, and then I'll go back to bed, and then I'll finally wake up at like 8 or 9.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I know.
Again, Jake Robinson, our baseball, he was like, I'm not a, I'm I get to I go to bed early, so he's not a night person. He said both, but then he leaned toward morning. And then he goes, I get up early, blah blah blah. Then I said, what time, if you same question. And he said like 11 or noon. I said, my goodness, that's
I'm
I
hoping
don't
that's a
know.
morning.
I mean, I could go to bed at 2 in the morning. I don't think I'm going to sleep in that late, but
Yeah, that's crazy.
yeah, but so be it. Mackenzie, thoroughly enjoyed it. You are an impressive young woman,
Oh, thank you.
having an impressive season. I'm hoping for Talbot Nation that you guys can have a nice long run and produce the gold that we talked about, right?
Yep.
That's right.
I think we got it.
Young lady's got to take some gold to Oakland with her in the fall.
Yep.
So, best of luck starting on Wednesday against Shore Valley and into the postseason. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Mackenzie Reese, senior from Hampton High School, our WPL Softball Player of the Week. Again, if you get a chance, go find it online, Google it, Mackenzie Reese, Hampton, and get a chance to read that essay. It is very impressive, and we're glad that is doing well. All right, so we will take a look at the latest standings in WPIL softball in 3A, 2A, and Class A. We'll do that in our Team of the Week podcast. But right now, since we were just talking Hampton, let's go over 4A, 5A, 6A. We're down to the final three, four, five games left for these softball teams in section play before the regular season comes to an end. So it's crunch time now here as we're about to head into May. In section 3 of 4A, Hampton is 10-0. Again, they clinch the section title with a victory Wednesday over Chartiers Valley. The Colts are 7-1. Then there's a big long drop off, and it's bunched up pretty good. Montour, Blackhawk, North Catholic all have 5 section losses, and then Aliquippa or Ambridge and Beaver. Section two, Elizabeth Forward leads the way, 1 game up on Uniontown. Belle Vernon is in third, Laurel Highlands in fourth. And in section one of 4A, Indiana has a 1-game lead over Nauk. West Mifflin sitting in good shape in third place. Highlands a game up on McKeesport and Woodland Hills for fourth. 5A, section one, North Hills beat Shaler last week. The Indians are alone in first place, a game in front of the Titans, 2 games in front of Plum. Right now, Fox Chapel, a game up on Penn Hills in the battle for fourth place. Section two, Armstrong, a game lead over Penn Trafford for first place. Latrobe in third place, 2 up on Franklin Regional. The Panthers are a game in front of Kiski Area for fourth place. Section three, West Allegheny has a 1-game lead over South Fayette. Mars sits in third place. They're only a game up on Western Beaver. And the Golden Beavers, coming off the huge upset of West Allegheny last week, a game in front of Newcastle and Moon. Section four, Connellsville and Trinity, even in the loss column for first place, 1 game ahead of Thomas Jefferson and Bethel Park. So only 1 game separates the top four teams. And then fifth place, Upper St. Clair, only a game behind the Jaguars and the Blackhawks. Finally, in 6A, Seneca Valley, a game in front of Hempfield. Those two still have one to play against each other right now. North Allegheny sits in third place. Pine Richland in fourth, and Norwin and Canada McMillan tied for fifth place. Top six make it into the 6A playoffs. The Knights and Big Macs are one game up on Baldwin. All right. Thanks to Mackenzie Reese of Hampton, our WPL Softball Player of the Week, and our producer, Chris Lackner, as well. I'm Don Rebel. Thanks for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast. Woo! Trib Live, High School Sports Network.